Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour. It's Friday, the 10th of June. Cardinal André Vintois of Paris has criticised plans to create an official Laicity Day to be celebrated every 9th of December, the anniversary of the 1905 law separating church and state. The French Senate and National Assembly have both passed resolutions calling for the new commemoration, the latest twist in a campaign supported by the Conservative government to stress French identity. The Cardinal said the idea was a bit strange, adding that one has the impression that the fact of being a Catholic is becoming a stigma. The Holy See has expressed appreciation after an Italian court returned 23 million euros that was seized last year in a money laundering investigation from the Vatican Bank, technically called the Institute of Religious Works. Rome prosecutors said they released funds at the end of May because the Vatican had moved quickly to establish a watchdog agency to bring its financial operations into strict compliance with European and international banking regulations. The Vatican's new financial authority, tasked with preventing and combating money laundering related to criminal activity and terrorism, came into effect on the 1st of April. The chief organiser of next year's Eucharistic Congress in Dublin has given the strongest hint yet that Pope Benedict XVI will attend. Archbishop Piero Marini, president of the Pontifical Committee for International Eucharistic Congresses, said in Dublin last week that he is hopeful the Pope will officiate at the Congress's closing liturgy to be held on the 17th of June next year at Croke Park. The Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei has clarified the Church's position that girls are not allowed to serve at the extraordinary form of the Mass. With more details from Rome, here's Joan Lewis.
In response to queries on the subject, the Ecclesia Dei Commission explained that the use of the extraordinary form, as governed by the Motu Proprio Summorum Pontificum, calls for the use of the liturgical norms that were current in 1962. The permission to use altar girls came only in 1994. It made clear that the instruction on Summorum Pontificum, Universae Ecclesiae, does not permit female altar service at the altar mass. The Motu Proprio Summorum Pontificum derogates from those provisions of law connected with the sacred rites, promulgated from 1962 onwards, and incompatible with the rubrics of the liturgical books in effect in 1962. A spokesman for the Latin Mass Society said the clarification was significant and that all bishops should practice in accordance with what has been stated in the letter. Father Alban McCoy, the university chaplain at Cambridge in England, had celebrated the extraordinary form with female altar servers. Those questioning Father McCoy's right to use female altar servers were among those who wrote to Ecclesia Dei for a clarification. From Rome, Joan Lewis, EWTN.
During a meeting with six new ambassadors to the Vatican on Thursday, the Pope talked about the role of technology and the future of the environment. Again, EWTN's Joan Lewis from Rome.
Benedict XVI on Thursday received the credentials of six new ambassadors from Moldova, Equatorial Guinea, Belize, Syria, Ghana, and New Zealand, and in his collective address to the diplomats, urged governments to use clean and environmentally friendly energy, avoiding the use of technology that is dangerous for humans. Though it is not read aloud, each ambassador receives a copy of a papal speech tailored to the specific situations and challenges of their individual country. In his message to Hussein Hadin Allah, the Syrian ambassador, the Pope highlighted the urgent need for real reforms in political, economic, and social life of Syria, and reaffirmed his conviction that a comprehensive settlement for peace in the Middle East must be found through dialogue and without prejudicing the interest of any of the peoples concerned. The events that have occurred in recent months in some countries around the Mediterranean, including Syria, said the papal message to the Syrian ambassador, express a desire for a better future in the fields of economy, justice, freedom, and participation in public life. Hence, he said, the need for real reform and the hope that the situation does not evolve in terms of intolerance, discrimination, and conflict, much less violence, but in terms of absolute respect for truth, coexistence, legitimate rights of the people and communities, as well as reconciliation.
Pope Benedict XVI will welcome groups of European gypsies to the Vatican this Saturday. The delegation, which will include members from the Roma, Sinti, Menuches, Kale, Yenish and Travellers communities from 20 European countries, is taking part in a pilgrimage to Rome to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the birth of their patron, Blessed Kefanero Ximenes. A gypsy martyr of Spanish origin, Blessed Ximenes lived from 1861 to 1936 and was beatified by Blessed Pope John Paul II in 1997. This year also marks the 75th anniversary of his martyrdom. In recent years, the Church has been especially vocal in defending the communities, most notably in Italy and France, where governments have sought to deport them or limit their rights. Critics, however, argue that certain aspects of gypsy culture are contrary to human dignity. And finally, the Chinese Diocese of Hanzhong, which was devastated by an earthquake in 2008, is starting to get back on its legs, according to the Fides News Agency. The senior bishop of the diocese, Monsignor Yu Renchen, recently consecrated a 140-year-old church that was destroyed by the earthquake. Local faithful put up the roughly $300,000 to pay for the church. The vitality regained by the diocese is also expressed through its pastoral duties. At Easter, 15 catechumens received the sacraments of Christian initiation, and in May, the course of permanent teaching for priests and religious was held. Christianity came to the region in 1635 via a French Jesuit missionary, Father Etienne Faber. And that's all for today's program. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back again with you next week. God bless.